I'm hoping there's some Secret Service and undercover FBI agents in every one of your so-called sermons, and you all get a little visit. You are disgusting. You wouldn't know the word of Christ if he came down and read it to you personally. You make me sick, and anyone who attends your church should be ashamed. Janice Grounds, 352-21.
You're a freaking idiot, man. A freaking idiot.
This message is for Pastor Anderson. When you die, you will burn in hell.
You people are disgusting. If God came back to this day, he would be totally ashamed and embarrassed of you people. Homosexuals aren't going anywhere, so get used to it.
Yeah, if you're the Anderson person that's on YouTube preaching and calls Obama a devil and all this stuff and tells a person to get the hello out of your church, you need to fear God in your life. Some preachers are called by God, and some are just paid. Amen.
I heard you don't like homosexuals. Wouldn't that just a little too bad? We're going to have your license pulled and your church shut down. You stupid hate group, man. We don't go for that crap in Arizona, these hate groups like you. Get used to it.
Seeing as how the people you have going door to door in our neighborhood are so rude and ignorant, and racist and bigoted, I am going to copy the flyer that you left here at my home, and I am going to post it both sides on the internet everywhere I can, and I am going to inform everyone of how bigoted and ignorant your church is. You should not be screaming obscenities to people who tell you they do not wish to be solicited, and then judge them upon their appearance and claim that since they have tattoos and body piercings that they must be a faggot and they're going to hell. This is wrong. You guys are way, way off base. And it's ridiculous. And I had the best idea for your pamphlet. You're going to get Mel Gibson paint on your face, on your little pamphlet when I reproduce it, because he also uses religion to preach hate. You evil, little, ignorant, bigoted man. You're petty and small.
Steven Anderson, got a prayer request. There's a preacher out in Arizona needs some prayer. He has forgotten the call to preach the gospel, and he'd rather stand out on the interstate and harass people and craziness. Please pray for this guy. He pastors a hateful word Baptist church, and apparently he gets bigger crowds from nonsense, and he does preaching the gospel. Please pray for this guy. Help him out.
Hi, just leaving a message for the pastor, Steven Anderson. You are absolutely terrible with your teachings and are way off base on a lot of things and are leading people the wrong way, and it's retarded, and you need to stop because you're exactly what the Bible doesn't want anybody to, well, basically what the Bible says of to be watchful for. So I don't know, if pretty sure your heart may be in the right place, but what your messages are, they are just the worst things in the world. So probably be best if you didn't upload any more videos up on YouTube or things like that, because you are ridiculous. So, have a great day. Bye.
Stephen, this my name is Larry Campbell. I am a solid Christian. I love my Lord. My Lord means everything to me. I heard something on the news today that you said, quote-unquote, the government should kill homosexuals. Acts 5:42 reads, and daily in the temple and in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. The only person that can judge anybody is our Lord. And for people like you to say things like this, woe be to you on Judgment Day. I'm not going to judge you, but our Lord will. Like the rapture, what do you think about that? My name is Larry. My phone is 480-254-8496. I care to discuss this because you need some education. Thank you.
Hey, I have a real concern. I'm concerned that what you're preaching may be false. I was watching some of your messages on YouTube, and I'm afraid that you're preaching about Obama, but they don't talk about him in the Bible. And I think if you don't want to have a bad sit-down with God when you go to heaven, you should probably reconsider the way you're preaching. Because if you go to YouTube and look at the comments, it's turning a lot of people away from Christ.
Pastor, I am going to pray for you. I should not call you a pastor because you are not. I will pray for you to heal your heart because you are a hateful man. You have been... You belong to the devil. I will pray for you. I will light a candle for you tonight and pray for you, so you may see the light in your heart.
Yeah, I see you used the King James version only. Your pastor, and I use that term loosely, he should look at the manuscripts, and it might help him have a better understanding, and he won't look like such a fool on this these websites I've been looking at. It's a shame. I don't know if he's just disturbed. Maybe he has a good heart. I don't know. But check out the manuscripts, and maybe you'll get it right. Take care.
Hello. Pastor Anderson, I'm a little concerned about your sermon on faith alone. I was reading in second chapter of James, faith without works is dead. Just wanted to maybe kind of point you to that. See, maybe you can see the error of your ways.
Yes, sir. I just saw you on the news, and I just wanted to tell you, I really hope your boyfriend saw you on that newscast.